When Senator Chuck Schumer becomes Senate Minority Leader this week, he'll be one of the most powerful Democrats in the nation at a time when the party is the weakest it's been since the Great Depression. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Schumer has a plan to pull the party back into power.
Schumer doesn't mince any words when it comes to rehashing Democratic losses on Election Day.
I'll tell you what we did wrong. We didn't have a sharp enough economic message to show middle-class people how they could stay in the middle class and show those who are trying to get into the middle class how it'd be easier to get in there. And that's what we got to do now.
So Schumer says he's going to lead the party by making it more relevant to the middle class with a sharp economic message aimed especially at those voters who abandoned the Democratic Party for Donald Trump. He says if that means working with Trump on middle class issues like fixing infrastructure, then he'll do it. And he says he has the support from more liberal and conservative wings of his party. If reaching the middle class is the key to the Democrats' revival, then Schumer has the pedigree to pull it off. He's consistently campaigned on issues that affect the middle class in New York State and has even written a book about it.
Called Positively American, saying Democrats should focus on the Baileys, a middle-class couple. They were sort of a mythical middle-class couple. Newt Gingrich, of all people, said if Democrats followed Schumer's book, they'd be the majority party for a generation. Unfortunately, the Democrats didn't follow it. Unfortunately, it didn't sell very many copies, so I have a lot of free copies if anyone wants one.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.